Good morning. Today's Daf and Kedushin Mem. Hey, we're in Mem Dal Med Beis. We're going to be starting with Itmar. Okay, I got some feedback from yesterday's Daf. Yesterday's Daf was a tough Daf. Okay, it's easy compared to today's Daf. So, just a little bit of preparation for everybody. Today is going to be a challenging Daf. It's going to be one of those Dafim. It's mostly going to touch on issues of Yevamos. Well, we're going to be discussing a lot of Yevamos. So the main topic, of course, is Kedushin, but it's going to bring us a little bit to Yevamos. And yes, it's going to be a complicated daf today, so everyone please settle in, and I'll try to be as clear as possible over the duration of today's daf. Itmar Ketana Shen Nizkacha, Shaloli Das Avia. So Ketana accepted Kedushin, and there is a father, but in other words, we have no idea what whether he signed off or he didn't sign off. Again, let's review, let's refresh. We all know this. This is now basics regarding Kedusha Ketana, Kedusha's Bito. And that is that when there's a father in the picture, so the father and only the father can accept Kedushin on behalf of his daughter, provided that she has not yet left the jurisdiction of the father, so then it's only the father that can accept Kedushin on her behalf. So while she's a Ketana, and for that matter, even while she's a Nara. So the Kedushin can only be effected by the father. That's step number one. That's really the starting point for the whole discussion. We knew that already. So what's our discussion in today's daf? So Kedusha Ketana, so the father was not involved. He's there, but he was not involved in her Kedushin. She accepted the Kedushin, and we don't know whether dad signed off on it or he did not sign off on it. So basically the discussion over the entirety of today's daf is going to be a simple question, but it's an unknown, which is going to make it complicated. And that is, well, would dad have signed off on it, yes or no? Okay. Now it's a total unknown. But in other words, because we don't know, so we have to at least take into account the possibility there is a chance that maybe dad would sign off on it. Now, if dad signs off on it, so then the Kedushin is valid. If dad does not sign off on it, then the Kedushin is not valid. Now, it's really that, I was going to say, it's that simple, but you'll see, just based on that one simple question, so it's going to lead to a lot of complication.
Isn't that the same thing as the simple Rabbi Akiva and the Hakam question?
No. In other words, the Gemara has dealt with who can accept her kesef kedushin, but over here that's only a question of yad. In other words, who has the ability to accept and receive her kesef kedushin? What we're discussing right now is that we don't know if dad signed off on it, and it only works if dad signs off on it. It cannot work without dad. She's a ketana. She's under dad's jurisdiction, and the only way it's going to work is with dad and with dad's consent. So Shmuel's of the position that get is required and miyun is required. Okay, now that of course is confusing, and the Gemara. Let's keep reading, and then we're going to come back and understand that a lot better. So Amar Karna Dvarim Ago. So Karna, the name of another Amora. So he says Dvarim Ago, meaning it's terribly inconsistent, and that is im get lama miyun im miyun lama get. Well, which one are we going with? Are we going with get or are we going with miyun? Meaning, if there's a get requirement, so what are we saying? We're saying that the marriage is, in fact, a good marriage. And so the only way to extricate herself from the marriage is via get. And if we're saying that there is miyun that needs to be done, so that means to say that there's no kedushin min ha-Torah. Meaning, miyun is only done under the circumstances where a girl is mekadesh in the absence of the father. Now, a girl being Mekadosh in the absence of the father, we are not, by Mian, we're not talking about where the father is there and we don't know about consent or no consent. Mian only would be in a circumstance where there is no father. Now, in a little bit later on this morning, I'm going to explain what that means, where there is no father. The easiest way to explain it is that literally there's no father, i.e. he died. But there's another possibility, which I'll explain later on, where dad's around, but still there is no father. But Mian is only in a circumstance where there is no father, so that means to say that her Kedushin is not operating on a Daraisa level. Her Kedushin is only operating on a Darabban level, and that's why there's a requirement of Mian. So, what Karna says to Shmuel is, how can you require both Get and Mian? In other words, they're not speaking the same language. Get would recognize that the marriage would be Midaraisa. Mian would recognize that the marriage is not Midaraisa. I don't get it. So, Amrulay. So the Chachamim said to Karna, meaning apparently Shmuel wasn't there, otherwise Shmuel would explain it himself. So Amrulei Hamar Ukva Ubeidina Bekafrei. So Mar Ukva together with others. So Afchua. So what they did is that basically they exchanged the give and take. In other words, they switched it around. The Vishajula came to Rav, and the matter was sent in front of Rav. Amalahu alokim. Now Rav's position is that you need to get Mion. Now, he ended up saying the same exact thing as Shmuel, but what he didn't know is that Shmuel said the same thing as well, because when the message got to Rav, so there was a breakdown in the message, and it was reported to Rav that Karna said that, but not Shmuel. And Rav couldn't believe that Shmuel wouldn't say such a thing, i.e. you need both get and Mion. Meanwhile, we know that that's exactly what Shmuel said. So it really comes out now that Rav and Shmuel are saying the same thing. It just happens to be that for whatever reason, the Gemara just is giving us this little detail that when it was reported to Rav, what Shmuel said, Havchua. All right, Shmuel's position was flipped around. Excuse me. Shmuel's position was flipped around. Anyway. Okay, so we haven't explained anything, but let's at least be clear about what everyone's saying. Okay, right now we're going to say it without explanation. Momentarily, we're going to give explanation. So we have a katana who accepted Kesef Kedushin. Okay, dad's around, but he wasn't there at the time. She accepted the Kesef Kedushin, and now is she a married woman? The word woman over here I'm using loosely. She's not an adult. Okay, is she a married girl? Yes or no? And so both Rav and Shmuel say, in other words, again, I'm distilling right now. I'm just making it nice and simple. Rav and Shmuel say that in order for her to move on in life, she needs both get and mian. She needs get and mian. Period. Why? We haven't gone to yet. But those are the facts. That get and mian are both required. And now let's get to understanding. But both Rav and Shmuel subscribe to this viewpoint. V'tayim amai, so the Gemara says, great. So now that we're here, so let's try to understand this a little bit better. So as far as the requirement of get is concerned, that's easy. The requirement of get is going to be a predicate of maybe dad wants it. Meaning we don't know what dad thinks, but it could very well be that had this been reported to dad, dad would have said great. In other words, love the idea. Love the guy, love the family, love the idea. So Sheminis Ratzav, so it could very well be that dad did in fact sign off on this marriage. And so therefore she's a married woman. She's a bona fide married woman. As such, she would require a get. On the other hand, Sheminis Ratzav Bikidushin. But on the other hand, however, what's the other possibility? Of course, the other possibility is that he's not signing off on this marriage. Now, if dad's not signing off on the marriage, she's not married at all. So if she's not married at all, so then what would then be required? And a no get would be required. Okay, fine. No gets required. In other words, there was literally no marriage. But wait, just give me one more moment, and then for sure, I'll try to explain this even better. So then there'd be no marriage. So if there's no marriage, so what are they to one another? Nothing. In other words, he propositioned her for marriage. She accepted the Kesef Kedushin, but dad didn't sign off on it. So really, it's nothing. So now, if it's nothing and no gets required, so then what then is going to happen is that he'll try to be Mekadosh her sister. Meaning, if in the event he tries to be Mekadosh her sister. So people will say, well, So as far as the get is concerned, maybe the dad consented. And as far as the mean is concerned, so the mean is necessary and required because it could very well be that the father did not consent to the marriage. And now if dad didn't consent to the marriage, so then what's going to end up happening is that he's going to be Mekadosh. If in the event he's going to be Mekadosh the sister, so the people will say that there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Why are people going to say that? Because we know. In other words, Achos Grusha So, that the sister of your Grusha, so you're there, she's an erva to you, and because she's an erva to you, there's no tefisas kedushin. So now mian is going to be required, because what is mian telling us? Mian's telling us is that the marriage is not effective midaraisa. It was only a midarabanan, and on top of that, we all know mian. What does mian do? Mian retroactively annuls the marriage. So that means to say that basically we're back to square one where they weren't married, And now when he attempts to be Mekadosh's sister, people will say, oh, that Kedushin actually works because there is a chance that the Kedushin actually works. Okay, so Get and Min are both required. The requirement of Get is a function of the fact that maybe Dad, in fact, consented to the marriage. That one's easy. As far as Min is concerned, this one's a little bit complicated. The Min requirement is basically a way of broadcasting information. What information? That the marriage may not have been a marriage, and therefore, if in the event that he's Mekadosh's sister, so we have to worry about that Kedushin. Meaning that Kedushin did, in fact, take effect. So Min is basically just a way of signaling to everybody this marriage may not have actually occurred. Okay.
So for Kedushin to Rabbanan, a get is still effective?
No. In other words, if it's Kedusha Ketana, in the absence of the father, meaning, if it's a standard Kedusha Ketana, so then, get is not the way for her to extricate herself. The way of extricate...
her husband couldn't give her a get?
No. In other words, Mian. Mian is the mechanism of exit.
The other Kedushin...
in other words, okay, fine. In general, correct. In other words, in general. Right, when we discuss, you're right. When we discuss the Cheresh and the... Right, so for there, that was... Right, that Kedushin de Rabbanan is going to be affected with a get. That's correct. But when it comes to Kedusha Ketana, extrication is only done via Min. Okay. By Min, we discussed it back then. I don't remember off the top of my head. Okay. Anyway, it's so that is Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel says you need get and you need Min. And Sheminis Ratzeh Av. In other words, and all this is because we don't know what Dad thought. And maybe dad would co-sign off on it, maybe he wouldn't, and therefore that's the requirement for getting me in. So I'm Rav Nachman v'hu sheshitchu. So now, we are worried that what dad is thinking. How in the world are we supposed to know what dad is thinking? So Rav Nachman adds to this point that this only is going to be an issue and a concern when shiduchim. Now shiduchim again. Not to be confused with our modern usage of the word shidduch. Our modern usage of the word shidduch basically is let's find somebody. Okay, so shiduchim. Okay, that's the modern usage of shiduchim. Okay, back in the good old days, when the Gemara uses the word shiduchim, we found the person. In other words, that the issue is not locating. The issue now is negotiation. In other words, we are right. I have a son. You have a daughter. Okay, good. Let's talk now. Okay, you're going to contribute what to the marriage? I'm going to contribute what to the marriage? V'chule v'chule. So in other words, we're talking about matters of marriage. The two families are talking. So according to Rav Nachman, the only time that I need to worry that the daughter, the Ketana daughter, accepted Kiddushin, and we don't know what dad thought, and we're worried now maybe dad would co-sign, according to Rav Nachman, that's only when previously there was already conversation taking place between the families. Then and only then do I have to worry, according to Rav Nachman. Ulamar ve'afilamina nitzricha. Now Ula's of the position... There's no mian requirement. Afagav de shidchu. The Gemara says, wait one second. According to Ula, even if there was no shiduchin, so no man de masnilan la masnihas. The Gemara says, no. Keep those two points separate from one another. Meaning the Rav Nachman point and the Ula point are two totally separate points. Rav Nachman was only commenting on Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav Nachman, the only time that I need to worry that maybe the father co-signed on it is only previously the families conversed with one another about the possibility of their kids getting married. Then we have to worry about maybe dad co-signing. That was Rav Nachman on Rav and Shmuel. As far as Ula was concerned, Ula was making a totally independent statement, meaning not related, not associated to Rav Nachman. So man demasnihan lo masniha. Okay, so now in this Ikad Amri, we're basically going to say it as an independent statement, meaning there's no confusion over here. Ula saying it, and that is that when a Ketana girl is accepting Kesef Kedushin, so and we don't know whether father the co-signed it or not. Afilu mian in itzricha, there's not even a requirement of mian, meaning it's nothing. Maybe dad co-signed on it. We don't know. And we're going to assume that he didn't. In other words, if he didn't go through dad, we're assuming that dad did not co-sign on this, and therefore it's nothing. Okay. So Adkan, not Adkan, but in other words, where are we right now? Okay, this is admittedly a tough sugya, and quite frankly, it's just going to get a little bit tougher for a couple of minutes from now, meaning in just a moment. So where are we right now? We're discussing a funny case in which a girl who's a minor is accepting Kesef Kedushin so that she can get married. We know that if there's a father, so then she's under the father's jurisdiction, and the only way she can get married is that the Kesef Kedushin went to the father. That's it. So over here, so why are we having a discussion? Meaning we are already, let's say it, we're 15 minutes into today's daf, and why are we having a discussion? So the discussion that we're having is that when she accepted the Kesef Kedushin, so maybe Dad co-signed off on it. Maybe he consented. Maybe Nisrat Za'av. And if in fact that's the case, so then the Kedushin would work. And she's married. But maybe Dad didn't consent. So is that a concern? So both according to Rav and Shmuel, yes, it is a concern. And because there's a concern of maybe Nisrat Za'av, so therefore we have a problem and we need to solve for the problem. The solution for the problem is that she's going to require Get and Mion. Now the requirement of Get is because maybe she's married. And the requirement of Mion is because we also want to broadcast to people that maybe she's not married. Okay, and so because we want to send correct messaging, proper messaging to everybody, so therefore there's a requirement of Get and Mion. I hope that's clear. I understand that that's complicated. Good. That's both according to Rav and Shmuel. And meanwhile, according to Ula, Ula's position is actually extraordinarily simple. What are we worried about?
You don't need anything. No.
You don't need anything.
Nothing.
In other words, she accepted the Kesef Kedushin. The father didn't accept it. Well, our only concern is Shem and Nisrat Zahav. Ula will tell you, I'm not worried about that. In other words, if Dad wanted to marry her off, Dad would accept the Kesef Kedushin. It's really that simple. And I don't have to start now entertaining the idea that maybe Dad consented. Dad wasn't involved in any of this. Okay, don't worry. Okay, good. So there we are now encamped in two different schools of thought. What happens when a ketana goes ahead and accepts Kesef Kedushin? Okay. From this point going forward in the daf now, in other words, we haven't even started today's daf, but what we're going to do now is really put the pressure on Ula. Meaning Ula's position, as we're going to see, is going to be a little bit more challenging to defend, and we're going to spend a lot of time defending his position. Let's begin. Mesev Rav Kahana, so we are now in the beginning of Yevamos. And in the beginning of Yevamos V'chul on all 15 women. Now, I'm not going to go through right now a primer on Yevamos. Okay? If I'm going to say things that just are, I'm going to assume that we went through Yevamos. It happens to be that we in this room did go through Yevamos. So that's good. But I admit, though, it's a little bit hard. It's a little bit complicated. But I am going to go quickly. And I'm going to assume that you know a lot. So, okay. And if you don't understand this next section, I don't know if I'm in a position where I can forgive, but forgiveness. Okay, Imesu, so in the event where we're describing any one of these 15 women who are all arayas towards the Yavam, so Imesu, O Mianu, O Nizgarshu, O Nimsu Islandis. So if in the event where the husband died, it was Mian or Gerishin, or an islandess was occurred. So now it's Sarasei Mutaro. So now what's going to happen is that obviously the marriage between the Erva and the deceased brother did not exist under those circumstances, meaning at the time of death. Under those circumstances now, she is not a Yavama. Under those circumstances, all the co-wives are obligated. I know it says Mutaros, but Mutaros means that they're obligated now in the mitzvah of Yibum. Okay. Again, if you know the Mishnah, you're following. If not, I can imagine that's very difficult. Anyway. So Dikadu Shaman. So over here, of the many examples that we, of the 15 women, we're only really focusing on one of the 15, notably the daughter, right? The daughter now, of the 15 women, is one that we're describing over here, who quite possibly did Mion. Not quite possibly. In other words, that's what the Mishnah says, that if she did Mion, now, the daughter, if she did Mion. So Dikadu Shaman. Question, simple question. Who married off the daughter? So Elam Dikashavi, if the father married off Mion Sagila, so the Mion, of course, is not going to be sufficient. Mion is only in the case of Kedusha Darabanan. If Dad married off, it's not a Kedusha Darabanan, it's Kedusha Daraisa. So Bemion Sagila, Gemaya Bayim. So I love the Kitcha Ianafshe, Vikitana Dabay Mion. So we're talking about where she was Makadish herself, and under those circumstances, Mion is required. Ah, meaning the Mishnah in Yevamos is really speaking to the Shita of Rav and Shmuel. Now, right, and if you're Ula, well, how are you learning that Mishnah? So who most of love umafarikla? So the Gemara says, okay, Rav Kahana asked the question, but Rav Kahana now is going to defend Ula. So here we go. So in other words, you misunderstand that Mishnah in Yevamos. The Mishnah in Yevamos is not describing where dad married her off. That's not what happened. She married herself off. It's not that she accepted Kes of Kedushin and we're not sure whether or not dad consented or didn't consent. That's not the case in review. The case under review is that here's what happened. She already was married earlier in her life, previously in her lifetime. Now, I know she's a Ketana, and what can I tell you? She's already had a lot of experience of life. And she was already married off and to two stages of marriage. She went through both Kedushin and Nisuin. Excuse me. She went through Kedushin and Nisuin. And after having done Kedushin and Nisuin, then that marriage terminated. Now, here's her story. It's a wild story. And that is that she's a Ketana, she doesn't go back to dad. Meaning once she goes through both stages of marriage, that totally removes her from the jurisdiction of the father. She now is a perfectly independent minor girl. Okay, now here's where it gets really interesting. That's a lot. Here's where it gets really interesting. She can accept Kesef Kedushin for herself to marry herself off as Kedusha Ketana. Now, normally, what do we say? Normally, Kedusha Ketana is done via her brother, via her mother. Meaning, normally, every time we talk about Kedusha Ketana, meaning that dad died, and either her mother or brother, who don't have the Torah right to marry her off, but they do so, and the Chachamim went ahead and allowed for that, and gave that a derabbanan Kedushin. Good. That's normally what happens. Over here, dad's alive and well. And because she already was married with both stages of Erisin and Nisuin, and now that terminated, so she's now an independent, but even as an independent, she can go ahead and marry herself off Kedusha Ketana. Okay. Let's put it this way, just if I can try to even clarify this even a little bit better. Prior to today's daf, if you would have asked me, okay, Kedusha Ketana, can she do it? So I would have thought about it, and I would have probably said no. In other words, the mother could do it, the brother could do it, meaning that I would have gone back to so many of the other Gemaras that make it sound like it. No, it has to be done for her by a family member, meaning, but she can't do it herself. And meanwhile, Rashi in today's daf could not say it any clearer. I'm not going through the Rashi inside, but the Rashi on the bottom says very clearly that under the circumstances where she is a Yisoma Bechaye Ha'av, she can do the Kedushin herself. Okay, fine. Anyway, so now that we're here, so now we're going to go back to the Mishnah in Yevamos, and we're going to plug that in. Meaning, how is the Mishnah talking about the daughter when she's doing Mian? So we're talking about in the case of Yisoma Bechaye Ha'av. Okay, good. Adkan, that takes us now to the first attack on Ula, first defense of Ula. Let's go. Round two. Mace of Rav Amanuna. We find ourselves on the last line of Memdala Medbeis. So, Ein... I don't know why I took them off. They're back on. Ein Mochra Lekrovim. Mishum Reb Elazar Amra Mochra Lekrovim. So you remember now in terms of the sale of the daughter, that was a discussion we had earlier in the Masechta back in the first Perek. In terms of selling your daughter to become an Amma Ivriya, and whether or not you can, if it won't lead to Yid. Is Yid at least, it has to be a necessary possibility in order for the sale to go through? Okay, that was a question that we already asked earlier in the Masechta. And not only did we ask it, the Machlokas, we just went through again the Machlokas in terms of whether or not such a sale would work or not. And on that, the Gemara says, now we're in the top of Mem Hamad Aleph, Shavin, Shemokra, Aman L'Kohen, Gad L'Grusha, V'Chalutz L'Kohen Hejot. Now what you can do is that you can do a Mechira of either Aman to a Kohen Gadol or a Grusha V'Chalutz L'Kohen Hejot. Now, you are selling your Amana daughter. Again, this is there's a lot of chapters in the story right now before we even got to this chapter. So you're selling your Amana Ketana daughter to a Kohen Gadol. What happened there? That's exactly the Gemara wants to know. Hi Amana Echidami Ilem Tikachavia Mimatsim Zavinline. Now, if the father already accepted Kedushin for her, so we already learned earlier in the Masechta that you can't, with your daughter, do Kedushin, follow them by Mechira. You can't do that. So the, El Alav Dekadish Ihi Nafsha, And so what happened was is that she was Mekadosh herself. So the meaning, the case under review must be that she accepted the Kesef Kedushin. Oh, meaning, like what we're discussing here, Kedushin Daf Memhei. She accepted the Kesef Kedushin as a Katana. And and Kakari Le'amana. And meanwhile now, we're calling her Namana. Oh, because why are we calling her Namana? Because we are quasi-recognizing this marriage. So Amar Rav and Amar Rav Yitzchak Kacha B'Kedusha Yud. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what we're describing over here. What we're describing over here is the Kedushin that's done with via Yud. Ve'aliyah b'de Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda da'amar ma'os Rishon Slav l'Kedushin Nitnu. And according to Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, the original purchase price, the original purchase money, is not for the purposes of Kedushin. That's just for the Mechira itself. And therefore, if the owner wants to go ahead and do a kedushin with her, he has to give her an additional money for the kedushin. So that means to say that the father never accepted kedushin on her behalf. That's the case that we're discussing. That's the case under review. And again, so it doesn't pose a threat or a difficulty for Ula whatsoever. Well, your point is excellent. If she didn't assume, then she couldn't marry. Then, in other words, then she'd be asked to the Kohen Gadol. Right. Okay. Good. All right. So where are we right now? Okay. So we have we're only discussing one issue today. It just happens to be a pretty complicated issue with complicated questions and answers. But the issue that we're discussing is that we have a Katana who's got a father. She accepted the Kesef Kedushin, and dad wasn't around. And whether or not we should be worried that maybe dad is going to consent to this marriage. It's a Shema Yeratza, a concern that maybe dad is consenting. So Rav and Shmuel both say that we have to worry about that. That is an actual concern that we need to have. And as a result of that, according to Rav and Shmuel, the only way that she can now move on in life is by extricating herself from this situation. And proper extrication can only be done with a get and mian. Get because possibly she's married, and mian because we also want to broadcast to everybody that she also may not have been married. So get and mian are basically there for, the get is the actual solution, and mian is there for the purposes of communication.
But that means I don't have a father, doesn't it?
Normally that's what it means, but not necessarily. In other words, it could be that mian could be done even with the father there. Perfect. Okay, and that's both the Shita Rav and Shmuel. Ula says, I'm not worried about Shem and Isratza. Meaning, if the father didn't accept the Kesef Kedushin, there's simply nothing to worry about. She accepted the Kesef Kedushin, that's great. Didn't do anything. She's a Katana. And maybe the father consented and co-signed off on this. Nothing to worry about over here. That's the Shita of Ula. And what we just went through in the Gemara is a couple of challenges against Ula, and two times over the Gemara defended Ula. So far, so good. Now, so according to Rav and Shmuel, so in order for her to extricate herself, she needs now a get and mion. Okay, so let's go back to the shitas of Rav and Shmuel that she requires both get and mion, and let's now throw in one more variable. Okay, as if it wasn't already complicated enough today's daf, let's do it. Let's throw in one more variable, and that is Itmar. So what happens over here, Mace? So what happens is that I have a Katana. Who accepted Kesef Kedushin? We don't know if the father consented or not. We said at this point in time now for her to extricate herself from this situation, we require getting me in. Now, but wait, there's more. Then, after the husband gave her Kesef Kedushin, then he died. Oh, okay. Rachmanis. Okay, and now that he died, so now she already needed get and mian to extricate herself from the situation. But wait, she may have been married to this man. The man died. Obviously, they had no children. And now, what about the yibum consideration as well? In other words, in order for her to extricate herself from the situation, in addition to the get and mian, do we also need something for the possible yivama situation as well? And the answer, of course, is yes. But what do we need? So that's what we're going to discuss. Itmar. Mesva v'nafla lifnei achiv liyibo mamar avun amarav mima enes lemamaro the enum mim enes zikaso. So a mian will be done for the mimer, but the mian will not be required for zika. Ketzad. So the Gemara says, what are we talking about over here? So let's say it out. And that is also by Maimer. So let's say the Yavam does Maimer to her. Okay, so, okay, I'm going to admit, we're definitely at the most complicated part of today's daf. Okay, everyone following, let's set it up. So she accepted Kesef Kiddushin as a katana from somebody. We don't know if dad consented or not. Okay, step one. Step two now is that her possible husband died. Okay, step three is that now her possible brother-in-law, did maimer to her. Okay, so she has got a lot of possible connections with a lot of possible people. She's possibly married to her late husband. She possibly now is married to her Yavam. There's a lot going on. So over here, the only thing we are litigating right now is extrication. How can she remove herself from the situation so she can move on to her next chapters of life, which hopefully will be much less complicated. So here's what we're going to say. So also by Maimer Tzricha Get, so she's going to require Get, as we already explained. Tzricha Chalitza, Tzricha Mion. And Chalitza and Mion. Now Tzricha Get Shem and Nisratza B'Kedusha Sheni. Okay, good. Now as far as a Get is concerned, well, there's a consideration that maybe the father was Misratza. Tzricha Chalitza Shem and Nisratza B'Kedusha Rishon. Chalitza is required because it could very well be that the father was consent to the first marriage. And Shema Utzricha Mion. Shema Lo Nisratza V'Lo B'Kedusha Rishon V'Lo B'Kedusha Sheni. And Mion, remember what's that Mion there for? To broadcast that maybe she's not married. And so over here, it could be that she's not married at all. Maybe the father didn't consent to either. Neither the first marriage or the second marriage. And Yom Roshein Kedushin Tofsim Labachosam. Okay. Lo Asar Ba Maimer. Now, if Maimer was not done to her. So again, now what happened was that she accepted Kesef Kedushin as a katana. Again, with her father alive and well. And then he died. And Maimer has not yet been done. So now, Eino Tzricha Ela Chalitza Bavad. So the only thing now required is Chalitza. My Amar Tibai Nami Mion. Now, what are you worried about over here? That maybe Mion should be done as well. Shema Yomer in Kedushin Tovzim Ba'achosa. So HaKol Yodin Achos Chalutza Midrabanan. Now, over here, the only Achos that we have to worry about is Achos Chalutza. That's only a Din Derabanan. Amar Yish Lakish by... Sorry. Kanchan Rebbe, Achos Grusha Medereisa, Achos Chalutza Medivrei Sofrim. Being that the only concern now is the Achos Chalutza is a Din Derabanan, so on a concern on a Din Derabanan, for that we don't have to be that concerned with. In other words, a Din Derabanan that she may be Achos Chalutza is not something that would require us to be extra precautious and have her do Mion.
The mimer doesn't change her status.
The mimer may, in fact, make her now married midrabanan to her yavam. Correct. In order to properly extricate herself from the mimer, so she's going to need not just chalitza, but she'll need also the get. And again, she's a katana, so maybe dad signed off on it, maybe he didn't. Okay. I have to admit, by the way, that by far and away was a very complicated piece of Gemara. Okay, so where do we stand right now? We are involved in a really unusual case. It's almost the entire daf today dedicated to this one particular topic. And that is that as a katana, she accepted Kesef Kedushin. There's a father, he's alive and well. And her accepting or receiving the Kesef Kedushin by itself means nothing. But if the father went ahead and co-signed off on that, so then that would mean that it's a meaningful Kesef Kedushin. Otherwise stated, she's married. Are we worried that maybe Shem and Nisrat Sa'av? Yes or no? According to Rav and Shmuel, it is a concern. It's a real concern. She may be married. And therefore, the only way for her to extricate herself is to divorce herself from this man. Mion is also going to be required, according to Rav and Shmuel, but simply because what the Mion will reflect and publicize is that maybe she's not married. In other words, we want to communicate properly to everyone. Maybe she's married, maybe she's not married. Maybe she's married is going to be solved by the get, but maybe she's not married is going to be publicized by the Mion. That's the sheet of Rav and Shmuel. The sheet of Ula is, no, I'm not worried. In other words, we're simply not worried. Shem Nisrat Sa'av is just simply not a thing, and we're not concerned about that. That's the sheet of Ula. What we did in today's daf, just as a quick outline, is that the Gemara attacked Ula's position two times over from Mishnayos and Braisos. We defended Ula two times over. Okay, good. And then the last section that we just did in the Gemara, very difficult piece of Gemara, in that we're going to go back to the sheet of Rav and Shmuel, where we are in fact concerned about Shem Nisrat Sa'av, and therefore getting Minah required. And what if then, after she accepted the Kesef Kedushin from this man, then he died? And now we have Yibum concerns and considerations. What if one of the surviving brother did Mimer? What if he didn't do Mimer? What is she going to need to do to extricate herself in that situation? We just went over that as well. And I admit that by far and away is the most complicated part of today's daf. Okay, how about we go a little bit lighter, but only a little bit lighter. Hanu Beitre Davu. Again?
Does she need her father when she wants to miyun? The father has to agree or
not? No. The miyun that's being done over here is just a way of broadcasting information. Okay. Okay, so you had two people drinking under a tzipe. Tzipe, by the way, just talk about timing. Tzipe is the Gemara in Sukkah in the third parak talks about Aravos. Okay, Sukkah is coming, Dal Minim. I'm sure you've heard. Okay, I'm drowning right now in Dal Minim, but that's a good thing. I'm happy. I'm happy to be drowning in Dal Minim. But neither here nor there. Okay, so anyway, so one of the Dal Minim that we need is a Rava. And the Gemara in Sukkah says, make sure you're getting Aravos and not Saft Zafa. Right? Saft Zafa are a version of willow, but not one that you can use for your aravos. Okay, so when you go to your mocher and you ask, and you're buying the aravos, ask him. Look at him right in the eye and point him and say, "Are these aravos? Are these right? Are you sure you're not selling me tzaft zafa?" Wait, weeping willows. Very good. So anyway, after such a tough gemara, I needed to entertain myself for just a moment. So anyway. So you have two guys who are drinking under the tzafs of a tree. Shakol chaminau kasu dechamra yavle lechavre. And these two guys now, so after a couple of drinks, so one says to the other, "Here, do me a favor. You see this cup of wine? Take it." So, and Amr mikashli bartech lebri. Look, what's the story? You have a son? Oh, it's so funny. I have a daughter. Perfect. Okay, let's make a shidduch right here, right now. And let's do more than just make a shidduch. Let's do the kedushin right now. Okay, now, the Amr, Ravina, Fila, Manda, Amr. Now, before we get to Ravina. Okay, now, let's go over the dynamics now of the parents being Meshadech and actually being Mekadesh their children. The father of the daughter, assuming she's a Katana, has every right to do so. Good. We know this already. Okay, that part's easy. Father of the boy? Okay, now, father of the boy? So let's speak this out. I'm going to be as clear as possible. So if he's a katan, there's nothing to talk about. A katan cannot get married, period. And the father does not have the right to marry off his son. Torah does not give the father that kind of right. So if he's a katan, there's literally nothing to talk about. So what is he? He's a gadol. Okay? So in other words, the father of the daughter, of the girl, so she's a katana, and he has the right to marry her off. The father of the son, so we have to assume that he's a gadol. And so now, if he's a gadol, so what can he do? The answer, of course, is nothing. I mean, the father of the gadol can't marry off his son, can't marry him off when he's a katan, and certainly can't marry him off when he's a gadol. What is the only possibility? Well, maybe the son said to dad, "Look, Dad, I really trust you. I really trust your judgment, right? You're the best, right? Whichever girl you think I should marry, that's my girl. Why not?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, good. Good. So maybe the Gemara is for a moment going to consider, just for a moment. So maybe the father-son had that kind of relationship, and now the father is acting on behalf of his son as a shliach. No. Okay, good. I just want to make sure that we're all clear about what we're actually entertaining.
Did we say he has to see the girl?
It's preferable, for sure preferable. The Gemara says it's... The Gemara does say Aser, but in other words, but the Kedushin's still effective. Okay. I'm Ravina Filamon da Amar Chayshin Hashem Nisratza of Shem Nisratza Ben Lo Amrinan. Okay. So, look, we just had a full daf today discussing and at least taking into consideration Shem Nisratza of. That part's true. But Shem Nisratza HaBen, not a thing. Not a thing. In other words, the idea that the son is just going to simply sign off on whatever dad decides. Look at Rashi over here. You want to talk about a Rashi. So many Rashis I didn't read today, but this Rashi I'm going to read. So Shem, all the Rashis I didn't read today, but this one I'm going to read. Shem Nisratza HaBen, Bekidusha, Shekidish Lo'av, Shalomi Dat, Lo Amrinan. Da'av Bekidusha, Yibita, B'chol Du, Nichalei. Now look, as far as the father marrying off his daughter, so what did we just spend our entire day discussing? Shem Nisratza Av for the marriage of his daughter. Yeah, in other words, it's not going to take a lot to make dad happy that his daughter's in fact married. Why? The Tavla Meisav Tandu. Because look, is his daughter going to be happy with the guy? Of course she's going to be happy, because women are going to settle for any guy. Now, again, by the way, we're making these big statements, and I know they're very they're very large, and very, you know, and right, and it's just assuming a lot. But we have the rule of the Gemara of Tavla Meitav Tandu. We say it again and again, and so it's easier to say. Let's just say it like this: it's easier to say that there really is a consideration that when the daughter accepts kedushin and the father did he sign off on it? Yeah. However, Avagavra daik v'nasiv, but you know how the men are. So the men, as far as they're concerned, so they're very careful about who they marry, right? In other words, they are particular. Uben eno birshus aviv lekadosh lo isha shelo b'shlichuso. And the only way that dad can marry off his son is only via shlichus. And over here, if the son is really particular about who he marries, and we're not going to assume that the kid is just going to say whoever. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, but maybe like I described earlier, maybe the son had a previous conversation with the father. Dad, you'll be my shliach. Whoever you decide, I'll be happy with. So the Gemara says, lo chatzavinish la'avu ha-shaliach. So the Gemara says, that's chutzpah. In other words, I'm going to make my father my shliach. That's chutzpah. And if we're only concerned that this happened, we don't know that happened, we're also going to bank on the fact that people are not that chutzpahdik. V'dilmar tzui artzei kameh. So the Gemara says, well, okay, so maybe people aren't that chutzpahdik, but maybe, right, the father and son have a wonderful relationship, a really good and open relationship, and the son said to the father, hey, right, that girl right across the street, I like her. I'd like to marry her. So maybe they had that conversation. So the Gemara says, "Amalei Rav Barshimi Befer Shamamar Delo Sever Lahad Rav Shmuel." So the as far as Ravina is concerned, so I already know that he, Ravina does not subscribe to Rav Shmuel, meaning Rav Shmuel spent the entirety of today's daf saying Shem Nisratza Av, that maybe the father is going to consent and co-sign. I'm telling you that Ravina doesn't subscribe to Rav Shmuel. Once you don't subscribe to Rav Shmuel, the entire concern goes away. Meaning, we're no longer going to at least entertain the possibility that maybe he consented, maybe he co-signed, maybe. Once you no longer subscribe to Rav Shmuel, take that entire consideration away. And so therefore, facts on the table. That's all we're worried about. Meaning that that's all we're taking into consideration. Is she accepted Kesef Kedushin? Did the father consent? If you're taking the position of Ula, we don't know. Nothing to worry about. If the father accepted Kedushin on behalf of his son, maybe as a shliach, maybe. No, I'm not worried about maybe. Meaning if the son appointed the father shliach, great. But if we don't know, and we're only concerned, once Rav Shmuel is off the table, so then these considerations are not taken into considerations. Okay. Adkan, we're going to stop over here. Ha'u Gavra. Okay, yeah. We're going to pick it up at the period tomorrow with Ha'u Gavra. Yeah.
Rabbi, what about the case of Avraham Avinu and
Yitzchak? Good. That's perfect. In other words, what is the...
Avraham Avinu basically decided what to do.
Perfect. Perfect. Avram Avinu, right.
He sent
Eliezer to marry off Yitzchak. So, again, if...
So Yitzchak was not doing well.
Okay. First and foremost, the first thing is that they didn't necessarily have to conform to all the halachas that we have right now. In other words, this was before Matan Torah, so I don't know if they have to subscribe to all of our concerns and considerations. That's first and foremost, and number two is that we could also say that Yitzchak wasn't involved, but in other words, basically, he co-signed in everything. In other words, maybe he didn't. Maybe they had a conversation. Your question is better than my answer, but that's at least a possibility. Rivka was a ketana. Okay. Anyway, Hedy, it's a good question. Okay, Adkan, we're gonna pause over here. What's it called? Yisher Koach. By the way, it's really really difficult. Myself included. Like all of us should go over it again. Again, it's definitely challenging daf today.